Hey,
Blog
everybody.
Talk Radio.
Oh, no. Damn.
Cool, I didn't miss the intro.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
You put your feet up.
Right, yeah. Got a comfortable position.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you! Rufus, how are things going?
Good, good. I got my new mic. Check it out. And look
at
this.
That! Got a rub in my face, huh? Got it on that crazy swing arm and all that.
I do. I'm all in, man. I'm all in.
I did not know that mere mortals could get those fancy mic swings like that.
Oh, you can't. No. Oh.
Well, that's funny. I ordered one.
Oh, is that right? That's right. Okay.
Cancel it now.
No, it'll be canceled for you.
I just wondered if my mic would actually fit into there. I mean, I guess that looks like a pretty good-sized mic you got going right there, Rufus.
Yeah, it came with this, one of these shock mounts, right? You seen one of these?
Only on TV.
No. Well, it's actually too small for the barrel of this mic.
Ah, I think that's what I was wondering.
But this attachment came with the mic, and it's just, you know, it's a standard threading, so I don't need a shock mount. I'm not recording in a fucking RV on the road, you know?
That's true. This is true. Awesome. Well, happy Tuesday, Rufus.
Indeed. Happy Tuesday to you.
Did that come today or did that come yesterday?
That came, when did that, it was yesterday. It came yesterday.
Sweet Jesus.
And I came yesterday, too, because of it.
Well, awesome.
I
on
was
it?
Quite excited. Why? I had to take it for
so
a virgin
so
spin.
It's fluid proof.
It is. It's got that hydrophobic coating. Yes. Well, my stuff's a little thick anyway. I can't get
it. Wait a minute. So did you have it on the shock mount at that point or not?
I had the shock mount in me.
Oh, okay.
That was for me.
Oh, I thought you had the mic in you and you had your weenus in the shock mount. That's for after the show.
Yes.
Try that on the VIP section of the show.
Absolutely.
Look at me again. I forgot my cool sunglasses.
You did. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of nervous. People probably recognize me on the street.
That's true. I'm sure.
I don't want to stop traffic.
We're really hitting that Elkhart demographic pretty heavy.
I'm sure that we are. I'm sure that IQ, you know, I don't know how low does the IQ meter go on this show?
It can go pretty low.
Well,
I think it gets lower as the show goes on.
Oh, good. Now, that's your part of the show.
Yes.
My part of the show goes... Yes, I'm pointing at the camera.
I thought you were drawing a graph of your IQ.
That's how I started with the graph, then I decided just to point because it's so fucking cool. I am going to put the system on trial, Rufus.
Oh, do you have a rant? I'm hoping you have a rant today.
I was trying to think of a rant on the way down. My wife kept asking me, do you have a rant? Because I kept playing that the intro for it over and over. And then my idea was to just start playing the rant whenever I decide to get in an argument with someone. I'm just going to play it off my phone.
That's brilliant, man.
Just go live with the rant before I start playing with people.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, I'd like to order this cheeseburger, but hold on a second. I have something I want to say to you.
Nice. They come in great with bill collectors.
Well, see, I don't answer those calls, so I never get to talk to those people.
They should just make that your answering phone.
No, don't
phone answering.
Talk to me. Zigzag getting ready to rant. You know what I'm going to rant about? Go ahead. Play it.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask if I could do it anyway just to hear it on the show. All right, here we go.
And now it's time for another delightful
Zigzag rant!
This is what I got to say about that, people. This is what's going to make Zigzag mad this week. We bought our appliances from Sears, okay?
Uh-huh.
And somehow, by buying appliances for a kitchen redo from Sears, we've now signed up to be on some kind of call list that I opted out of, but they put me on the list anyways, apparently.
Right.
Now, every day, twice a day, we get a call saying they want to come out and give us an estimate on a new furnace. And they want to thank us for signing up for this thing. And I talked to the lady and I said, I didn't sign up for that. Can you please take me off the call list?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. We can do that right away. And then for the last 2 days, I still got the same calls. That's the exact rant, people. Call in and rant with us if you want.
And now it's time for another delightful
Zigzag Rant!
All right. You heard him, Sears. You heard him. You better make it right.
That's right. They did make it right, though. I will give them credit for that.
I think that's like our first official bit. It sounds so solidified with that intro and you busting into it. I feel like I'm on a real show. I'm, like, nervous now.
Don't get nervous, Rufus. I can always rant.
I'm trying not to get nervous.
Like a little liquid courage.
Should you be doing that on video, documented and archived?
Yeah, because this is actually prescribed.
Oh, good. Awesome.
By Pablo. Juan Pablo, my drug dealer, prescribed this
to me. Yeah, I'm sure he wears a lab coat.
Yes. Actually, he wears a lab coat because he's also a meth cook. He wears a lab coat and a gas mask, so I don't really know what Juan Pablo looks like.
That's probably good. That works in his favor.
It does. He actually could be English. He could actually probably be American for all I know.
He probably is.
But no, actually, this is that K2 spice that I bought at the gas station. So,
really?
It's tripping out pretty hard. It's salvia.
Is it real? You're kidding.
No, it's not. Touch any of that shit. Did you watch that salvia thing that I sent you?
Shit, I don't remember you sending. I remember you mentioning it. I don't remember seeing it.
I put it on the Hypersloth Facebook. Hypersloth Music, people, tune in, turn on, get cool already.
I didn't see it. Was it the guy? I've seen salvia videos. Was it the guy who took it and tried to drive a car and just never made it anywhere?
No, this one had a guy jump out of a window at the very end. But the funny thing about this video is, the way that people set up these salvia videos, I mean, there must be like 500 of them, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it all starts out the same. You have to watch it. I want people to go watch this at Hypersloth Music on our Facebook. And we actually could probably put it on Hypersloth Me, our website.
We should.
But it starts out the same. It starts out with a guy holding the phone going, hit it. Oh, yeah, take a bigger hit. Hold it as long as you can. And the way this person put this video together, I'd love to send them a kudos because they like put a bunch of videos together and it's like 20 different people smoking salvia, right?
Uh-huh.
And it all starts out the same way. Hit it, right? So it shows like 20 different people saying, okay, hit it, hold it as long as you can. 20 different people saying that. Then, okay, go ahead and blow it out. You know, and most of it's like people saying, I don't think it's going to do anything.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
And then all of a sudden, okay, they let it out, and people start laughing, all right? This is like for the first 2 minutes. They're just laughing their asses off.
Uh-huh.
Then it's like, that's why I put it on our thing. The moment awkward is the moment that you know your salvia trip is going bad.
Uh-oh.
Because at every point in these videos, the people go, they're laughing, and then they go.
It just hits them out of the blue.
Oh, God, and they're like, where am I? And then apparently it like makes you go blind or something temporarily.
That's not fun.
Please, can you bring it up? I want you to watch just like
having
a bad trip.
Okay, it's on our Facebook page.
Well, I rolled my salvia joint. I was running a little late today, folks. Sorry. We finally got our countertops in the kitchen today, which is a big step for our kitchen remodel. So.
Where's my
punching thing? There
it is. I don't see it.
You don't see it?
Oh, no.
Well, it's got to be out front somewhere. I don't think anybody would steal it, even if I paid them to.
I don't see it.
Well, maybe the wind blew it away. I'll have to look for it later, bud. We're talking adult subject matter here.
What?
You can't talk right now.
Can
come on.
Do you let Levi on the new mic?
Huh? Absolutely.
Did it let Levi on the new mic?
No. He's too much into the Hulk these days for him to get near that.
Oh, you think he was Hulk smash?
Yes, he's quite into that. Okay, buddy. Yeah, we know you love the Hulk. Come on. I'll be out in a minute. I promise. Going to make a very long run to the store for milk later. might take me 18 years.
18? He's already 4. Only have to take you 14.
Oh, that's true. No, I'll make it 18.
Just make it forever.
Yeah, I'll round it up to always.
When my dad left for a pack of cigarettes, sucky part is he came back. I never really got over that.
Okay, I'm on the Facebook page looking for Salvia. Let's see, the Big Jug Beer.
Should be above the Big Jug Beer, I would think.
See a couple of big jugs. Oh, the best bad trips. So, what is Salvia? Enlighten me a little bit. I mean, is it an herb or is it a shroomish thing?
No, it's an herb. It's an herb as far as I can tell.
And you smoke it?
They smoke it out of bongs, yeah. Where I guess maybe somebody smoked it out by, but most of what people I saw was smoking it out of bongs.
Okay.
You have to go to like 3 minutes in when you see these people's faces turn on their bad trip.
Oh God, these look like some young idiots.
Awesome. Oh, there's one guy. That's like, I don't think it's gonna do anything, and they show him like at the end, and he's like on the ground and. Yeah, obviously it really fucked you up. I will never do anything like that. I can say that right now. I'm not the kind of person that just experiments with drugs. I found the drugs that I like, and I'm sticking with them.
Yes, me too.
Too old to experiment.
Mom and Dad taking Salvia.
Oh, did you see that one?
They're just introducing the people now. Nobody's really doing anything yet.
Okay. I did find a way I can share my screen as well on this.
Oh, really? Oh, man. All right, here's people taking some big hits. Jesus.
Hold it.
This guy's got a gas mask on.
I know. Can you believe? Look how full that thing is. Wait till you see how messed up that guy is. That's Phil, by the way. His name is Phil.
Phil.
Yes.
I'm sure he doesn't remember that anymore.
Probably not. He pretty much is probably...
Here they come. I don't think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. That guy
kills me. This dude's mom looks like an accountant.
Oh, is that the lady in the recliner?
Yeah, she's wearing like a red pantsuit thing.
The one lady, her dog starts to flip out because she starts going so fucking wacky.
Now, wait a minute. This one black guy's like in a car in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah. There's like a bunch of people smoking it like that. So... it's very sketchy.
Jeez.
Someone freaks out a bong in a parking lot. Where is that? I got a fucking taillight out, and I'll get pulled over. But somehow people are, like, driving around smoking Salvia.
Well, obviously these people are responsible. I mean, even me, if I was going to do it, I'd be like, okay, well, I should probably, like, go home and do it and not, like, strand myself in a fucking parking lot.
After watching this, if I was ever going to do it, I would make sure I was in a padded room.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't wait to get into it now. All right, here we go. Everybody's taking their hits. They just look kind of like... Oh, okay, here's the recliner lady.
She's a little old. There's some people that are a little too old to be doing Salvia.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, too.
Mm-hmm. She's a ginger freak.
Okay. Now everybody's cracking up.
We hate to do this, but since we know that we're not live, and hopefully anybody listening will check us out.
This stuff looks fun. I like to laugh. So this...
Yeah. It looks really fun until your egg cracks.
Your egg cracks.
Watch when they fucking decide that this trip's going left. It obviously happens after like 5 minutes. But the look, everyone gets the exact same look on their face.
Oh, jeez. They are laughing their asses off.
I know, and at that point I was like, wow, that shit might be pretty cool.
No kidding.
Then after
oh, shit. Here they go.
Just get the exact same look.
One guy's laughing his ass off, and he starts to look a little weird, and the guy on the off camera says, is this it? And he looks terrified and says, this might be it.
You're wishing. That guy is wishing it was it right now.
Oh, man. Wow. Now it's taking a tragic turn.
Now go to, like, I don't know how long it is, but go to, like, 7 minutes and see how screwed up these people are.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Oh. Go to like 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
That's right, exactly where I went. Oh my God. Some people are screaming and wailing and rolling around on the ground. See, I wish Budweiser did that to me.
What are you doing?
Enough of it and you will shit yourself.
Hey, drink the water.
You see how I can't even...
Wow.
Where did we go? Where did you guys go? Jesus. So,
wow.
If anyone ever... See, the sad part is some people will watch that and go, boy, that looks really fun.
Yeah, I think you should do it live on air for the show, personally.
No, I'm going to... I'd like to see you do it. After years and years of being drug-free, or illegal drug-free, that is, I think you should do it. I think that we'd be more modest. Plus, you have sunglasses on, so no one can see your eyes roll up into your head.
I thought selling it was legal.
Maybe it is. I mean, it probably is.
I think it is. I think that's why I heard about it, because it was one of those pot alternatives.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like a pot alternative to me, man.
Miley Cyrus smoked it, so you know it's cool.
Oh, yeah. Must be cool. It's endorsed by Miley Cyrus.
So is Hyper Sloth, though.
Jesus H. Christ. Actually, I've seen people react exactly like this listening to Beer's Food.
Just the good part.
Yeah.
When it ended, they kind of got a little weird like that. They were so sad.
Wow. I mean, these dudes are acting, I don't want to get politically incorrect, but they're acting like they're actually retarded. Like,
yeah, they
like
are.
They have some kind of palsy or
Down syndrome or something.
Yeah.
Most states, Selvia is legal.
Jeez.
Comforting. Very, very comforting. So you all settled in there? Looks like the studio's looking good.
It's looking good. I've got my blankets hanging up. It's acoustically sound. There's some hot water heater in here. It keeps me warm.
Yeah, it's good for you. It's not cold there today, though, is it?
No, it's pretty warm, actually. We turned the AC on for the first time.
No kidding. Is that warm?
Yeah, it was 75. I had to bring it down to 72.
Holy shit.
What's the temp in Elkhart, Indiana? Is that one?
No, what's that? Zero? What's the worst zero you can get to?
Kelvin? I think it's Kelvin is an all molecular motion stops at zero Kelvin.
There's a state, right, that's absolute zero.
Absolute, that's it. That's Kelvin. Absolute zero.
Where things start acting like in weird ways, like molecules line up like totally odd and shit. Have you seen that?
Wow, I've not seen that.
No, they have like footage of them like normal stuff, basically gravity and all molecular structures like don't act normally like they do. And they start falling apart and lining up in weird ways and shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
And that's how cold out it is here today.
Wow.
So actually today it's warmer in the big city. Uh-huh. But now it's just a fucking filthy mess of dirty snow and slop.
Yeah, I've seen a picture before that was like, it was made for people like me from Texas that said, here's what people think snow looks like, and it's this beautiful, gorgeous, white, you know, wonderland. And then here's what snow really looks like, and it's just this muddy, sloppy, nasty shit on the side of the street.
And yesterday, for the last 2 months, it was picture one, and it takes like 12 hours to go to fucking picture two.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's going to be a fucking disgusting mess.
How big is Elkhart?
60,000.
Really? I didn't know it was that big. I assumed it was smaller.
Well, there's like three cities here, and all together it's like 155,000 or something.
Wow.
Something so massive.
It's pretty massive.
So much smaller than Austin, Texas, that's for sure. Well, about the same size as Austin when I moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I lived there, I think Austin doubled in size at least.
Probably
more than that. It probably quadrupled in size.
It's fucking huge now.
Now it's like a fucking million people.
And it's weird in a good way.
It's fucking thick.
Do what?
Where does a million people fucking fit in Austin, Texas?
They just keep annexing other small towns and calling them Austin.
So does everybody try to go to, like, the Greenbelt and fucking hang out and shit in Zilker Park, and it's just, like, raped with fucking people every 2 inches?
Basically, yeah. Or, well, the big trend now is moving into an area that has a bunch of live music and then complaining to the city that it's too loud and having all those places shut down.
Right.
That seems to be the cool thing to do.
I saw some people, because every once in a while I read the Statesman, you know, just for kicks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This was during the last music festival there, I guess last summer. Zilker Park Music Festival or whatever the hell it's called. It's got some name, I'm sure. Probably the Bud Light Shiner Top.
That's right. The Florida Orange Juice Bud Light Bowl.
And some people lived 10 miles away, and their windows were rattling in their house. So they, like, wrote a letter to the Statesman or whatever complaining about it. They've got a little kid, and the little kid couldn't fucking sleep or whatever, you know. And, of course, everybody's like, don't move to the live capital music of the world.
Right.
And tell them to shut it down. And I was thinking, how cheap is your fucking house?
No kidding.
She has, like,
Christ.
Fucking saran wrap windows or something.
Yeah, it's a shame. There's so many uncool people moving into Austin. That's why I moved out.
Well, and see, I actually started the Grand Exodus, what, 14 years ago.
You did. You were ahead of the curve. You're smart.
I'm like that. I'm just like that.
Just like that. So you moved to Elkhart, Indiana, where it's really hopping.
We're saying, hey, it's not now, but 15 years from now, can I move out of here? The fuck is that?
You're going to leave a party in your wake.
Why do you think so many people moved to Austin? Because I was there.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I saw your face on a billboard once. I
made the mistake of telling someone on the phone that Austin was really fucking cool, then people just started moving.
That's right. 35 and 297 were clogged with inbound traffic.
So I want to apologize to the real Austin people who have lived there their whole lives. I did not mean to ruin Austin. It just happened.
It just happened. Well, you didn't. I mean, people came to see you, but you can't vouch for those people.
Seriously.
I mean, you made Austin cooler, but the followers that just
ruined
it. Get it. Right.
Well, actually, a friend of mine here, a guy that I went to high school with, I used to give him a ride to high school. His name's Brian Gilday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He actually worked for the city of Austin for like 2 years as the economic development coordinator.
Good Lord.
Right. And the funny there is, the joke around here is I called him and I said, hey, dude, because he used to do the same job here in the fucking, in this town.
He did it
so
first there.
What kind of fucking jump is that?
Right.
And he actually did not do a good job here. He did a very poor job. I said, Gil Dork, don't go down there and ruin Austin. Right? We call it Gil Dork. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Don't go down and ruin Austin.
Right.
So what, he's aware and embraces the fact that he didn't do a good job in Elkhart.
Oh, yeah. He's totally aware of that. No, you would love Brian. I mean, he's an honest fucker. He's a hell of a drummer, too, actually.
That's awesome. No, I kind of envy that. I'm still getting paid. I don't care.
He has political aspirations.
Ooh. Oh, well, then he doesn't have to do a good job.
Right. Exactly. He could just get a couple people to support him or whatever. So. He only did that for 2 years. Now he's back ruining Indianapolis. So is Austin actually still standing? I should be worried about the economic well-being of Austin.
I guess it's economically sound. I haven't been to Austin since we got back. But I drove through it, but I haven't, you know.
If I went to Austin, I just, like, turn on House Hunters.
Oh, is there a lot of House Hunters episodes about Austin nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that can't be good for Austin.
Why not? Because all the people start coming there?
Well, yeah, I doubt the people. Well, tell me this. You would know because I haven't seen it. Are the House Hunters people on
no,
there?
You're not Austinites.
Yeah, exactly. You're not Austinites.
They're tweaker, asshole, jerk-offs.
They're a virus.
But, I mean, like-minded people. So it probably will be good for Austin because I find that most people are fucking hipster jerk-offs.
Yeah, that's true. That is actually, God damn, I hate to get into this. Maybe I need a rant intro.
Yes.
I got to say that by the time I left Austin, I really don't give a fuck about Austin anymore because it has become, you've got two groups of people. You got the guys that are, like the guys we're talking about now, they're just these corporate shills that don't really give a fuck and they complain about everything. Then you have everybody else who's like been raised with this Austin mythology that they pretend to live up to, and it just turns them into the douchiest fucking hipsters in the world. And they talk about how weird Austin is all the time, dude. We're so fucking weird. And they're just
right.
Fucking idiots, man. And there's
Abercrombie and Fitch was weird.
Yeah, exactly. There's not a lot of in-between where people are just like, huh, I'm just going about my fucking day, and thank God I can do it in Austin. You know, most people are trying too hard to be Austin, and most people are trying too hard to change Austin. I don't know.
No, honestly,
there's too much effort in Austin at this point, I guess is what I'm saying.
I mean, nothing worse than being around someone who's acting a part, you know what I mean, and just
right.
Overacting. I mean, acting is hard.
It is.
So try to act your whole fucking life. I can't see it. I mean, not everyone's a natural like ourselves.
That's true.
But did you notice this? I've got this gray goatee thing going.
No, the lighting's kind of weird in it. Did you not have that last time?
No, I did. It just wasn't that long and hadn't been dyed yet.
You dyed it?
No, I'm just kidding. It needs dyed up. I'm probably going to have to shave it off.
Why would you dye it gray?
Good one, Rufus.
Maybe that's the next Hypersloth product, gray hair dye, so you can demand respect in board meetings.
No, you just dye around the edges so you can pick up teenage chicks.
Holy shit, speaking of trying too hard, that reminded me of something. At St. Ed's University, there was this guy in the drama department, of course, that he had a bit part in some stupid St. Ed's play that nobody's going to see except for other people in the play. And he had to play an old man, so he shaved his entire scalp except for this hair and dyed it all gray, you know? 21 years old, shaved his head like an old man because he's dedicated to the fucking role, man.
Hey, I will got to give him some credit.
I do, too. I know.
That's dedication. You know, my old RA, like the head RA when I was there, it was Mike Gehrke. You probably did not have the pleasure of meeting Mike Gehrke.
That name sounds familiar, but probably from you.
Probably because he ended up in a Taco Cabana commercial.
Okay, things are sounding even more familiar. Yeah,
I probably told the story. He was trying to be an actor, and basically the funny thing he ever did was be an RRA because we abused the shit out of the poor guy. But he was a total dick. He was a total fucking dickhead, and he only lived in St. Edward's basically to be a dickhead to younger guys, I think. I give this guy credit. He did date a younger chick, a pretty good-looking younger chick.
A lot of dickheads do.
I know. He was a dickhead. I mean,
younger chicks are dumb.
He was every bit of kind of what was wrong with Austin I moved there.
And so you moved there and really made it bad.
No, I moved there and I picked it up and dusted it off a little bit. Got it in good shape. Got, you know, walked through it. Stressful parts, and I said, "Fly, Austin, fly!" And of course, it's fucking crashed and burned without my guidance.
That's true. That's true.
I want to apologize to you, Rufus. I do. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, I'm not in Austin anymore.
Right.
But you know, I did leave for a reason.
Where are you at now?
I'm in the little burg of Cottonwood Shores, outside of Marble Falls, population 1,000 something.
Is there a lake there?
There's a river and a lake.
Cool.
The river feeds the lake, yes.
Sounds awesome.
It's cool. I jog down to the river.
Is it the Colorado?
I think so, or the Pedernales. I think it's the Colorado.
All right. Really? So that's a big fucking river.
Yeah.
You got a river view from Casa de Rufus?
No. Nope. Just a dirt road view. We live on a dirt road.
Literally a dirt road?
Literally a dirt road.
How fucking cool is that?
It's pretty cool.
I wouldn't give for fucking that. Honestly.
It's nice. I mean, this is it's not a cookie-cutter neighborhood like the house we own in Kyle, Texas. This is,
right.
You know.
This is the summer state. Or wait, this is the winter palace.
Yeah, that's right. We spend our winters in Cottonwood Shores.
We winter in Cottonwood Shores.
In summer in Nicaragua.
Sounds like a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you going back to Nicaragua then to get your stuff?
Next week. Thursday.
All right. Now... Are we? How about Thursday we do a show? Back to like we did a couple Thursdays ago. This let's practice the show.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. I was actually going to, God, I even tried, man. I was going to upgrade our account before this show and make this show a real show and not tell you.
No,
I wasn't going to tell you.
No.
I'll tell you after the fact.
Right, after I was rolling a hog leg and whatever. I'll do that on the regular show. I don't care. Don't say Elkhart, Indiana anymore.
But I didn't because my wallet, I didn't have my wallet on me and there wasn't time to go get it. So this is still a top secret VIP show.
Bitcoin account.
Oh, yeah, my Bitcoin account. It's loaded with lots of bits.
I can't believe now. Who is taking Bitcoin?
Fiverr.
For $5? How much of a Bitcoin can you fucking get for $5?
I don't know. Doesn't it change, like, every day?
Yeah. Well, did you see that thing I posted on Facebook that Bitcoin is failing? The beginning of the Bitcoin meltdown because there is a flaw with fucking Bitcoin. And, of course, there's a flaw with it. It's man-made. It's, you know, everything is hackable.
Right.
And you don't think the first thing people are going to do is go after something like Bitcoin? It's not real. Sweet. But people
right.
spend it and buy a car. Great. I want some. How do I get it for free without ever anybody ever knowing?
Exactly.
Well, there was that. Did you see there was an app that these guys did? It was a pretty big-name app where it actually was data mining people's accounts for Bitcoin. And
really?
And would steal slivers of fucking Bitcoin.
We had that idea, dude, I swear to God. In one of our first shows, we had an idea to have an app that just stole a fraction of a cent from every user's bank account.
That's all it would have to do.
Right. I mean, really.
I don't say that's brilliant, but that is pretty fucking brilliant.
If
you want to go outside the law, it takes some fucking serious time spent to come up with something that devious. But maybe not. I mean, maybe if that's your gig, you probably just, if that's how you think and that's your job, you say, well, this is how you would do it.
Ironically, you could probably pay somebody on Fiverr to do it.
Pay them in Bitcoin?
That's right.
Bitcoin?
I'll pay you
after I steal these Bitcoins with this program that's going to take about stealing Bitcoins for $5. Might work. I wonder, have you ever looked for anything illegal on Bitcoin? Or Bitcoin on Fiverr?
No, but I did. I did set up an account and surf around that Silk Road website before it got shut down.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did the whole thing, man. I downloaded the Tor browser, which like hides everything and like everything you do goes through different proxies all over the fucking globe, so you can't be tracked. And yeah, I got in there and I saw, you know, I could have bought an M60 fucking machine gun or they had an army tank. Somebody was selling an army tank and all kinds of drugs, heroin, fucking coke. Crack meth, yeah.
Was Bitcoin just a payment option or it had to be Bitcoin?
This is the first time I ever heard of Bitcoin. And, in fact, I thought at the time that it was their own thing, like it was their own internal sort of monetary.
It kind of was, though.
I guess it was, yeah.
Because that was the guy that started that pirate thread or whatever the fuck he calls himself. He was the guy that invented the Silk Road and the Bitcoin, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So it was just totally untraceable funds, you know.
That's how they're going to monetize Bitcoin. You have to go sign up. So it defeats its own purpose. Okay, just have a debit card then.
That's pretend money too.
Exactly.
I mean, all the money I earn, I never see a fucking red cent. I get a check that's deposited in the forms of ones and zeros into a fucking bank account.
Right.
It's all Bitcoin.
Yeah, it is. You're right, it is. It's just regulated, though.
That's right, it's old Bitcoin.
The government gets their piece of it. You know what, and all about paying taxes or whatever, I understand about paying taxes, kind of, you know what I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, I want to be safe, and I want to have giant fighters that can bomb fucking psychos in other countries.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, if you're going to have it, flex your fucking muscle once in a while.
God, no kidding, dude.
Remind people why, you know what I mean? This is why we spend fucking money on this shit and do one fucking huge blast and be like, see, don't fuck with us. We can all stop this now.
Yeah, I don't want to get political, but definitely a certain region of the fucking globe that we should have turned into a fucking glass parking lot a long time ago that's kind of holding everybody back.
You know what we should do? You know how before I was saying we should build a wall around America?
Uh-huh.
Fuck that. Let's just build that wall around that little part of the earth
Exactly.
It's all fucked up. You know what I mean?
We should. We should go over there and start building it and be like, yeah, what? Do you got a problem?
We just go to the United Nations, take a fucking vote, and be like, we're freaking them in.
Yeah.
We don't want to deal with them anymore. It's like pinning somebody in college. They lock them in their room, and then after a while, they go nuts for a while. Then after a while, they just like fucking like, whatever, and start dealing with it.
Whatever.
Well, they need to work their own fucking problems out.
But they've had thousands and thousands and thousands of years to do it. So fuck. You know? I mean, now maybe I'm a bit naive, and I'm extremely naive, but I've always wondered why there hasn't been a billionaire. I mean, there's some billionaires that have more money than a fucking country.
Oh,
like, they don't just basically become like a superhero or supervillain and just be like, well, I'm going to start my own fucking army and blow the fuck out of these people.
Well, they do it, but they do it through political donations to some fucking whack job who's like the general, you know what I mean, who just eventually loses his fucking mind anyways because he's like, ah, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
I'm not stupid.
So,
I don't know what to do.
So I think we agree that we should nuke Ireland, I think is what we're saying.
Right. And well, I mean, from what I understand, most of your gingers come from Ireland. So I don't see any reason to beat around the bush. I mean, let's get rid of the ginger. Let's go right to the fucking source.
Yes.
Pull the root. Pull the root on gingers.
The ginger root. pull the ginger root.
Pull the ginger root.
There's a t-shirt.
It's pretty painless.
It's pretty painless.
Be painless for us anyways.
Well, yeah. Well,
this isn't funny because I did notice in my, what I'm going to call my gray goatee.
Yes.
There is.
Your grotee.
There's a few ginger hairs.
You're kidding.
I wouldn't call them ginger. I would call them very light brown.
Auburn?
Yes.
Are they burnt umber? Is that the color?
Rosé. I call them rosé.
Rosé.
Yes.
Well, I got a few of those in my beard, too. I got some redhead in my family.
You know what, though?
I'm trying to breed it out.
My deal is I'm trying to embrace the inner ginger, but I can't. And I look in the mirror and I see it, and I just fucking want to punch myself in the face.
Embrace your inner ginger. Wow.
It can't be done. I can't love myself as long as I'm ginger.
It's because all gingers are obnoxious bullies, and your immediate impulse is to punch them in the face. So you
right.
can't. It's,
well, and I'm only defending myself.
That's right. Your own integrity.
Right. So, okay, do we need to talk? I'm going to put that ad in. The deadline is Friday for next week.
Okay.
I've made your revisions.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a co-founder at, what was it? Slothware at hypersloth.me.
I actually don't know.
I looked it up. Some other people are using Slothware. Are we scared about that? It's like nothing legit.
I'm not scared about that.
Why don't you Google Slothware really quick and see what comes up. See what you think. There's no reason we couldn't do this 1 hour a day. You know what I mean? Can we do this 1 hour a day? I'll call you at 11:30 for real.
Okay, I'll be here. Let's see, Slothware.
There's like some guy with a YouTube channel.
Slothware.webs. That's like a cheapy fucking bullshit website company.
Okay.
Facebook. Okay, Slothware.net. Yeah, that's crap. Well, software.net is a parked domain. I mean, unless... I don't see anything that looks like legally sound.
I don't either, but I just don't want people to Google that when we're trying to get this job thing going and think that's who we are.
Oh, I get it. Okay. That's a good fucking point, man.
Maybe I just put jobs or I was going to do co-founder at hypersloth.me.
Why don't you make it look really official? Just put careers at hypersloth.me.
All right, I will do that. Yeah, you think you had that on there already, right?
Let me check right now. I'm going to log into the whole website system. Let's see. I mean, everybody wants a career, especially these days, right? Even if it doesn't pay.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't pay. That's the beauty of it. Look where it does pay.
That's the beauty of it.
Well, that's the beauty of it at first.
For us.
Well, yeah. I mean, you understand what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I mean, look, if they can help us create a pie, they're more than welcome to have a fucking piece of the pie. I got no problem with that.
Sure, sure.
But, I mean, they're not going to hitch their wagon to us and ride for free, bitch.
Fuck no. They got to prove themselves.
Yeah. They got a long way to go already. They're already moving backwards.
They're on a slippery slope in the wrong direction.
They're treading in some pretty dangerous waters already.
All right, let me see. I got admin, content.
Admin, that's our first Chinese employee, right?
Advertising, yes. I don't have careers, so I'll just make it right now because I can do it immediately. That sounds impressive, careers at Hypersloth.me.
I'm changing it right now on here.
And I'm going to set up an email forward so it goes to both of us.
Wait a minute. Before you do that, the only thing I'm thinking about why doing co-founder, because I really want people to fucking be like, dude, I'm going for this co-founder position. I want to beat it into fucking people's brains. But this is, they got to be so excited about this, they're willing to fucking work for free for a while, but hard. You know what I'm saying?
Should I make it work for free at Hypersloth.me?
Yes. I mean, that's what co-founder says.
Okay, well, I created co-founder.
All right, I'm doing co. Well, careers, I just don't want them to be like, it's just some bullshit fucking, you know, place where we're going to grind it out. Because if you look at all the other ads, that's what they are. And most of them are like bullshit, you know, not even real jobs. They're trying to get you to sign up for some bullshit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, great career, sign up for LinkedIn. You know, job opportunity, sign up for your LinkedIn account.
Well, okay, what if I make this email address? We'll just call it multi-level marketing at Hypersloth.me.
If we can figure out a way to do some MLM, dude, I'm all about MLM.
Yeah, as long as we're at the top.
That's right.
Or I guess the bottom. We'd want to be at the bottom because that's where it's wider, right?
No, you want to be at the top because the people are feeding the money up.
Okay, exactly.
Right, the bottom,
right.
Most people, you're just trying to get a couple people signed up. My buddy, God bless him, his wife is selling this It Works stuff. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
It Works? I'm about ready to sign on. That's a great name.
It's like nutritional crap, you know what I mean? Health and beauty shit, that's all it is. And he's like, I'm like, how's it going? He's like, well, let's put it this way. I spent $3,000 to sell $500 worth of shit. And I got to send her to some fucking four-day retreat that's a corporate deal where, you know, the company's making money on that hand over fucking fist. You know it.